Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for a special edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your Dungeon Master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm drunk. This is going to be fun.
Mike Bachman.
Hey guys, it's me, and I'm not drunk, but I'm working on it.
Get there faster.
Cheek.
Guys, this is a special episode because we're gonna actually do something in it. Just kidding. We won't.
Oh yeah, we got more shopping to do.
Oh, I really got that shopping bug.
We gotta talk to our lawyers.
And Tim Lanning's here.
He just literally ran away because he's a fool. Hey, I'm Tim Lanning, and I love the podcast.
I'm wearing sunglasses.
It's good to be here. What happened? Guys, I left my water bottle.
He's just zany. Water? What are you recording? Hydrated and Dragons?
Come on.
I don't even know how to categorize that.
It's like a 90s
like stand-up comedian. Like,
okay. He's crying right now.
Danny, I don't want to say he might need to replace me, but he just said, you fucking failed. You should have said hydrated and hydras. And I'm like, God damn it, Daniel. He's so fucking good.
Tim's still crying.
Man.
Sorry, Tim.
He's really upset at us.
Hey, what day is it? Does anyone know?
Who knows?
Yeah, it's the...
Couldn't fucking tell you.
11th. The 10th.
Boy, we're so close to International Tabletop Day.
Yeah.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it in your bones? It feels, I feel the vibration.
Yes, assuming that I survive Asia, because right now I'm currently in... I don't know. I'm either in Hong Kong or somewhere in Thailand, assuming I survive. Guys, do you guys want to get together and raise some GD money for the ACLU?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because like all of our civil liberties and shit, they're not doing well.
We need them, yeah. Please.
It's been an interesting time as far as civil liberties are concerned.
But interesting.
That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, first of all, we want to thank John, a.k.a. Nudzer, for organizing the International Tabletop Day for Geekly Inc., as he's been doing the past 3 years?
This is the third year.
Yeah. He's
you
amazing.
Find him on Brute Force.
We don't deserve how good he's been doing, yada, yada, yada. We also don't deserve how good he's been doing Geekly Game Night. Anyways, so yeah, it's be 24 hours of tabletop gaming. I will be doing all of it this year. So this year we are
really?
Yeah. I might like eat like off mic.
I would love if you took, you know, some breaks. I didn't have to hear your mouth while I try to sleep.
No, I mean, that would be the time. So this year we're focusing more on the pain aspect. We realized that the data suggested that if people suffered more, then the more you give us money for the, mm-hmm. give the ACLU money. So instead of getting more people to be on the International Tabletop Day for Geekly Inc., we're going to have fewer that do it for longer. Which sounds like a bad idea, but...
Yeah, it's going to be, well...
Yeah.
You better fucking fund this.
Yeah.
Oh, you better give us that money.
Yeah, we've always topped our previous year's goals of the two times we've done it. So this year we want to crush, not just beat it, but destroy last year's. I know that there are a million bajillion things that are taking your donation dollars in the past, I don't know, let's just say since November, but we would love if, in our honor, you could donate. It would be super rad. If you've already hit your maximum based on your current situation, totally fine. Show up and you have the chance to win amazing prizes, just like last year.
Yeah. And you can help spread the word if you can't.
Exactly.
Help us financially.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Word of mouth is amazing.
Yep. And obviously, thank you to Geek and Sundry for starting it. They started it, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is just an awesome thing to do. But yeah, tune in. And did we say what date it was yet? I forget.
The 29th.
I don't think we said.
April 29th.
April 29th.
What's 2017? Real weird.
Starting at 10 a.m., right? Or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll post the schedule on the website.
Yeah, there's already the announcement post, so if you just probably look up Tabletop Day Geekly, I don't know, you'll find it. But more or less, block out your entire day on the 29th and to the 30th of April for fun. It's always hilarious, and this year... it'll be better. Usually something chaotic will happen, and that's with the best parts. So,
and you know, if you're listening to this in the year 2020, you can still give to the ACLU if America still exists.
Yeah.
And go watch the archive or something. There's probably an archive.
From your bunker.
We don't always archive all of it.
Maybe.
Because things break a lot, but
things tend to break.
Yeah. We're also, as always, sponsored by trywink.com/D&D. Get yourself some bucks off when you buy wine. It's delicious. This is another one of those ads that we got. We bought it ourselves. And they're like, you guys are already talking about it. Just want to...
Here. I feel bad for you.
Yeah. So.
Yes. Excellent. Hey, who's got a D20 for our...
you would be surprised how many D20s I have.
I got a 15, idiot.
I got a 3.
I got an 8. Please deliver.
I got a 3.
Highest.
What did Tim get?
Oh, I got a 15. Guys, don't make me do it. I wasn't paying attention. I was playing my Switch.
Well, Jennifer and I have to have a roll off first.
Also, Jerry doesn't have the update or the wiki up for you.
Oh, this would be a lot harder.
Y'all basic people coming at me like I don't know what happens every single goddamn episode.
Tim is probably the most informed of all, well, other than Michael.
Also, two things
thank
happened.
Thank you.
Last episode was very deep on the RP, and the encounters were social. So we made our way...
We're fighting with our words.
...to the library. And we figured out that Nareev... the information wasn't there as much as we had liked, but fortunately, there was the Cup of Sages or something like that. I'm not going to pick up my notes. I wrote it down.
The
Sage's Cup. No, I think it's the Cup of Sages. That Zerd the Arcane used 100 years ago, which allows us to basically get knowledge. We were like, oh, we should probably try to use this. And after Grand Master... of Paler's Hope's White Spire, Copperfield, was like, yo, man, Zerd used it. We're like, aha, a clue. So we knew that we probably needed to follow some Zerd-ass Zerd clues. And so the minions made their way to the grocery store. Not just any grocery store, but the weird grocery store. And bought hell wasp honey, and other sorts of things. We stayed there a long time because we were just having so much fun. I will not apologize. I laughed a lot.
Aludra stole one tree ball.
Yes. No, it was a sample. You didn't steal it.
Oh, was it a sample? I don't know.
I think you stole it.
Yeah, well, she meant to steal it. Actually, it's better if they were sampled.
Do you guys watch? They went, got the stuff, came back. While they were gone, Toby and Copperfield found a little bit of information about Nariv. Most importantly, they had some sort of connection to Solani, the demigod. We got a little more information about him. And then Toby accidentally killed someone to prove a point. by summoning a fake but real Hydra using a shadow magic. And then they had got down to brass tacks by drinking from the Sage's Cup. Aludra tried to do it with her queenly power, assuming that she is the most powerful person when it comes to drinking.
Yeah.
But they needed a wizard's touch, I'd say. That was a wizard's drinking, and Toby drank it, and then a glowing harpsichord started to go around. Bing, bang, boom, here we are.
Fun story. Carly had doubts that you guys would get to the Hell Wasp Honey.
I'm smart as fuck. You will never. That was actually the actual solution.
Yeah.
I thought you were. So sometimes
I was just going with it.
Yeah, because sometimes what I will do when I DM is I'll come up with a puzzle, but I won't come up with a solution, and then
that's a good trick.
Yeah,
it's a very good trick.
Then when people do something interesting, I go with it.
And you're like, that's exactly right. Good job.
Well, the fact that Toby is a y'all otaku allows him to remember all your exploits, and even if they're embellished a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
I like that.
Great job, everyone.
Makes me feel good.
All right. So last we left, you had brewed a nice cup of tea.
And Tobes drinks it.
And, he put the Hell Wasp honey into it.
Yeah.
And light began to stream from the top, and lots of magic-y crap happened.
Oh, if you like tea.
What? Toby, your palate's not very refined.
What do I ask? I know.
You haven't done anything yet, though.
Before.
You just made the tea.
Yeah, so it's light streaming out before I touch my mouth. How do we send back Nariv without destroying Glane?
Nothing happens because you haven't drank any tea.
Okay. Nothing happened.
Take a big gulp. Take a sip, babe.
Aludra. Jennifer's very sleepy, so who knows?
You like memes, honey? I got a whole bunch of them in my cone.
What's happening? Stop it.
Oh my god.
Fucking
memes.
Hey, everybody at home, drink. If you're driving, double it.
Oh, no, don't use that at all.
No, tea. Toby, drink some.
Okay, in your head, Toby, you hear, you must choose. Would you like 3 questions answered or 2 questions and receive a gift?
Does everyone hear this?
I know.
Nope, just you.
I know, but I want to answer so bad.
Everyone, eat my butthole.
You're not going to tell us?
Okay, you're going to hear me because you know. I'm going to say out loud.
Toby just mutters, eat my butthole.
Option 3, the mystery box. I will choose 2 questions in the mystery.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
It's the correct answer. 2 questions.
People got information all over the place, but you can't get gifts from a magic teacup just anywhere.
Yeah, man, this is once every 100 years. You gotta roll hard.
Okay.
I didn't update the goddamn Twitch. Fuck.
God damn it, Tim.
God damn it, Tim.
Maybe you should have asked a question about how you
can. What episode number is it?
208.
What? How are you? Really? That's it.
This man is a fool. All right,
go.
You may ask 2 questions, and knowledge shall be bestowed upon you.
So, are my eyes like rolling back?
Yeah. What's he saying from the outside?
Don't ask that, Tim.
Out of character, or whatever.
No, your eyes are not rolling back.
Really? Are you sure?
Tim. Yes, I'm sure.
How are you?
Fuck.
I want to ask. Can I have more questions? I'm just kidding. No, but what, seriously though, Tim Lanning is asking Michael, dude, tomorrow, what Toby looks like whilst this is happening.
I assume you're just like no one else. Everyone saw the light come out of the teacup, and you drink it, and then you just look like you're standing there.
What if it's a hilarious slow?
I'm just like really sucking it back.
Is that good? That actually hurt my throat because I was whining. Okay, so Toby asks in his mind, potentially out loud.
You'd say it out loud, yeah.
The same question he asked before, which was, how do we send Nerive back to its previous plane without doing any damage to Glane?
Nerive's previous plane ceased to exist when magic moved into the fifth plane, so you cannot send it back.
So we just destroy it?
That was a bad question. I guess you got me there. Technicality. This is a monkey's paw situation.
Okay.
Ask me anything and I shall answer it truly.
Do you think I'm a handsome boy?
No, don't. You fucked me. Okay. I'm gonna flip a coin by rolling a d4. Evens.
You can ask the rest of the team. Oh, my character.
Ask him if Trump has ties to Russia.
So the first question I asked was this, and I tell them blah blah blah, and they really monkey pawed me because the old plane's not there, so we can't move them there. So should we?
Maybe we can ask, is there a way to move it without destroying Glane?
Yes. Well, yes.
Is there any more monkey's paw going on about that question? Any tricksy shit, you think?
I mean, it might just, like, land on, like, an orphanage somewhere weird. But...
Without harming any... With harming... Okay, what's the way to get rid of Nerive while harming the fewest... creatures.
The fewest creatures of Drunkaros.
And Drunkaros.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we agree?
Jayla, you guys...
Yes!
Steve, y'all good with that?
Y'all texted while I'm trying to save the planet. What up? Tumblr's cool and all, but it's a city about to fall in my house.
Toby, do you have titties? Can you show me those? No.
I'm just joking. No.
She's
I'm into this. Let's do it.
So I'm asking, is there a way to move Nerive without with the
No, that's a yes or no question.
Oh yeah, great point. How do we move Nerive while sparing
the most number of Drunkarosi lives.
Yeah.
Implying also that we don't care about Nerivian lives.
I care less about them because,
right.
To be fair, they did come down and they fucked us over.
Could it be how do you move Nerive while sparing the maximum number of Drunkarosi lives primarily with a secondary issue of sparing Nerivian lives, but primarily Drunkarosi lives?
Yeah, yeah. Get several asterisks.
Yeah, you gotta. We're in the previous party, should be called Nerive. Okay, here we go. And I ask that so that drunk Tim doesn't have to remember that thing.
No, I want you to do it.
How do we move Nerive in a way that will save the most lives in Drunkaros? I'm gonna leave out the Nerive bit.
You said you don't care about that as much.
Okay.
And
this is a good question. I don't necessarily have the exact answer to it.
Nice.
Fucking this teacup is no shit.
Fucked you up, buddy. Take that.
And then after this is done, we're taking a 100-year extended rest.
Yeah. For 100 years. Very extended. Yeah, we do that thing.
In the city of Nerive, you will find the Temple of Salani. Within the temple, you will find the means to move Nerive.
Michael, can I just say real fast? I thought you were going to say the memes.
to remove the
memes. You gotta find the dankest memes in all the land.
All right, now I want my mystery gift, please.
Now everyone sees Toby's hat goes flying off, and it's like he's in a wind tunnel.
Whoa!
There's
whoa.
Just his fiery red hair is like shooting straight up, and he's bathed in a light. And he hears inside his head, "The gift of knowledge has been bestowed upon you."
Oh. Ah! I'm gonna die.
I was hoping it was gonna be stuff.
And Toby gets a permanent +1 to his intelligence.
Fuck yes.
Dang.
Yes, oh, queen.
Fuck that.
So I'm at 21.
Oh, you're too shit.
I break the rules of the game.
Ah!
It won't help me for rolls, but for other shit, it'll be. Mamma mia, so good. It's actually the best for a wizard to be a 21 is weirdly better than 20 because mechanically it's no different. You're just superior.
Toby, what did they say?
They said I'm smarter, and I am.
Well, no, that answers the questions,
huh?
Because we can hear that, right?
No, oh yeah.
No, you couldn't hear it.
In the city of Nariv, you will find the Temple of Solani. Inside the Temple of Solani, you will find the means to move Nariv.
The memes?
Yes. Yes, Steve, exactly that. I've been preparing for this day for nearly 30 years.
I love memes.
I'm also smarter now.
You were pretty smart before, so that's quite a feat.
Yes, it was quite a feat that they gave to me. It was a boon. And I just gotta say, thank you for entrusting this decision to me. I know I just met you guys 4 days ago, but, you know, it means a lot. It really does.
Well, you know, I tried the cup and it didn't work, and you know, you were able to do it, so I feel like our trust was well placed.
Thank you. Now I just need to find the tome that increases my knowledge a little bit more, and that way I can finally increase my ability modifier. Then I'll be the smartest wizard, probably in Drunkaros, and with you at my side, I'm sure this will happen.
Toby, I hope this doesn't become an unhealthy obsession. You had a look of just. That startled me in your eyes just then.
Oh, the pursuit of knowledge is a pure pursuit indeed.
Well,
so anyways, should we
stay down to earth?
Should we get down to brass tacks here?
Jayla, do you have the best perception in the team?
I don't know.
What's my perception?
Oh, wait, perception? Possibly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
It's based off wisdom.
Unless Toby has really good.
Well, no. Mine is a 1, no. So...
Ooh, that's hard to beat.
Actually,
my perception is +8.
Aludra
actually,
does.
Aludra, make a perception check for me, please.
All right. Ooh, that was good. I did great. 27.
Nice.
That's so fucking good.
Goddamn. Wait, 27?
Yeah, bitch, I rolled a 19 +8.
Oh.
Jesus.
I'm trying to question my math here on this podcast in front of our many followers.
I have a 21 intelligence.
Well, you weren't so smart that time, were you?
So, Aludra, you notice 2 figures darting towards the group.
Oh, shit. I got my shot! Points.
Hold up.
Excuse me.
And they are attacking you. And
damn it.
I would like you all to roll initiative.
No, don't.
Okay. Got a 17.
Uh-oh.
What?
I need a pencil.
I got 20.
15.
Once we knew he didn't have a pencil, we should all set it really fast so he didn't have time.
Yeah.
I've got a 4.
And we took a long rest, right? Because we slept in the prison?
Yeah, you took a long rest.
You're so sleepy.
Dank.
Are there any animals in here that I can charm?
You are, in fact, in a library.
That doesn't mean there's not animals in here.
Good point.
Got any kitty cats keep the rats out? Except for Arlington. He's welcome in all libraries across this land.
He's a spectral rat, so it's okay.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
A man in a bat mask.
Batman.
Batman. Yes. Followed by
the Bat Gentleman.
Two men in cat masks.
Go on.
Catman.
And yeah. You recognize them as the dudes plus one. That were with Jet.
The exact same dudes? Or like just Nerevi in general?
They potentially could be the exact same dudes.
Michael, I hate these guys. I don't know if that matters to you, but I hate them.
You said two, right?
There's three total.
Three!
I hate them too, but I feel like I'm being guided by a hand that's more conflicted.
So this guy swings what looks like a small club at Aludra.
Psh. Come at me.
Kill him.
Kind of bonk him in the head.
And that is a 26 against AC.
Oh, yeah, that will hit me.
That's a real bonker.
That's a lot. Yeah, I was trying to be like, oh, no, whatever, but that got me.
So instead of dealing damage, he actually grapples you.
What? He's trying to wrestle?
He grabs you. He wrestles. He wrestles you.
It's been a while since I've had a good wrestling.
He has what looks like is a kind of like a spike on his helmet.
Okay.
And he rolls a natural one as he tries to slam you with it, and nothing happens.
Oh,
nice,
buddy.
You are grappled, though.
So what does that mean
and
for me?
You're restrained.
Okay, so I just can't move.
You can't move, yeah.
But I can still do my spells and stuff.
You can do pretty much everything but move.
Okay. I you know what? I like it here on the ground. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Toby.
Any wizard worth their salt questions when they're about to do the following. Because it's like the most fucked up shit in the game, and it's super fun. It's pretty straightforward in the fact that I'm looking it up right now. I'm going to cast Polymorph on Aludra.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The spell transforms a creature that you can see within blah blah blah. Aludra turns into a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's equal to her challenge rating and lower. And I use Kobold Fight Club to try to figure out, since Adventure Zone, small spoiler, did this, I was like, fuck, that ruined it. So I wanted to see if there's another animal that I could choose. There's great gorillas that are fun, but Tyrannosaurus Rex is currently the most highest challenge rating. So there you are right there.
How big old Tyrannosaurus Rex am I?
Big old bully.
Like real big? Or I'm not a larger size T-Rex?
The new form can be any beast whose challenge rating is equal to or less than the target's level. The target's game statistics, including mental ability scores, are replaced by the statistics of the chosen beast. It retains its alignment and personality. So I scream, Aludra! Chomp him, buddy! And I cast Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay. Perfect.
Does it change the size?
Yeah.
A big.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like
a big girl.
When you look up like how to play a wizard, it's like take polymorph, cast Tyrannosaurus Rex as soon as you get to level 8 on your big stupid beef boy.
I'm so glad that you've done this.
Oops.
So Aludra, you are no longer grappled.
Or I burst free from the grappling. This fool, I'm gonna stomp him. Yeah.
No, I mean it's just as simple as carrying a bag of rats.
So you did that, and I'm thinking of the thing that I'm gonna do, and then Bapperson just DM'd me on Twitter the exact thing that I was just thinking about doing.
Oh God, are we daisy chaining all sources?
Steve, you are up.
I also say, well, mind the books.
I'm gonna go ahead and cast.
We are gonna fuck this library up so bad.
I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I'm gonna go ahead and cast Enlarge.
There we go. That's how we make it our own. Finally.
The target size doubles in all dimensions, and its weight is multiplied by 8.
No, shit.
It increases by one size category. It does like its weapon does an extra 1d4. as people get some disadvantages, shit. It gets big. It gets real big.
It might break the floor.
Oh no, his library is gonna be so fucked up!
Pipette 12 says Kaijo Ludra.
Yes! Yes!
Oh God, my God, nice, I'm amazing!
Beautiful. I'm beautiful!
Finally!
Oh my God.
What happened to my clothes being turned me into T-Rex?
Huh?
What happened to my clothes? Did they burst?
That's like, magic. That? Okay. I think they just go with you.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah. I did not want to burst all my good gold scale mail.
Yeah.
Does my spitter, does it just take its turn on my turn? I don't understand how that works.
Do you control it?
Yeah, well, I think it like it does what I want, but I don't know that
your spitter.
Yeah, I'm not like super like.
It's an item, so a lot of the items are based on like actions to use, but it could be a minor action. Yeah.
Wait, my what? No, the Jerry I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you said spitter.
Spider.
I said spitter, but like it's like.
I thought you were talking about your fire hose inside your gullet.
Oh, no, yeah. No. I know how that works.
Yeah, that's not going to be in any book, so yeah, you got to look that up on unearthedarcana.net.
Jerry gets an attack.
Okay. I guess he'll just bite. I mean, it's going to pale in comparison to Aludra, but he's going to go ahead and bite whatever's close to him.
Aludra is chomping at the bit. Oh, she's ready to bite.
Given
she
that Aludra's there, I don't even feel comfortable calling it bite. I'm going to say he does nibble. On whoever the closest enemy is and does himself, let's see, does he
Does a 9 plus... Does a 14 hit?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay. Well, then he doesn't do shit. And I'm done.
Okay. That's good news. Seeing that there's a giant dinosaur...
A unknowably large dinosaur that is breaking the tile everywhere.
Which is, it's just pages of books flying everywhere.
Oh, well, watch the books, I said! My tail's very big, I can't talk! I can't talk! I was like, yeah, my tiny arms just shrug, like,
shower.
So one of the cats looks at Toby and its eyes glow red.
That's me though.
And Toby needs to make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
All day. 16, you say?
16.
Ooh, buddy, does a 7 do it?
Nope.
All right, so yeah, he's my new god. I think gods are good now, and the cat lord is my new god.
So you are paralyzed.
I don't care for that. Does that fuck with my concentration, do you think?
100% it should.
Yeah, it's gotta be, right?
Wait, you have to be concentrated for me to say dinosaur?
Yep.
Oh, I've not even gotten to use my good and big body yet.
The creature automatically fails strength and dex saving throws, concentrations, con, attack rolls. It doesn't say it. So actually, technically, if you think about it, I'm paralyzed, right?
Right.
So that means I'm Ginny Weasley'd, right?
Yeah.
So my brain probably works.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you
don't break concentration.
Yes. Yes. I love being a dinosaur.
I'm pro dinosaur personally.
Yeah, I'm really big. It would be a real shame if I couldn't get to, you know, chomp a little bit
chomp
at least.
A little bit.
Just whack a few people around with my big tail. My big sexy tail.
Yeah, what moves you got going?
I got a bite and tail. That's pretty much what I got going on. I have a lot of hit points.
Use them.
Yeah, good ham.
I actually don't have that many more hit points than Elytra does.
This is a game of microtransactions.
But maybe now that I'm even bigger, I have more hit points.
So this guy's going to turn and go towards Jayla. And he's going to enter her domain of doom.
Okay.
Which I assume means he gets hit.
Does an 18 hit him?
Yeah, it does.
Nice, Jayla.
Nice, Jayla!
He takes 6 plus 5, 10, 16 damage.
Okay. He keeps coming. And, he seems to have sort of brass knuckle-y kind of things.
Oh boy.
And he takes a swing at old Jayla. Does a 13 hit your armor class?
I believe it does not, but let me double check. It does not.
All right, well, he's done.
I'd say old Jayla is a character I am willing to know more about.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Old Jayla. Giant
been dead
dinosaur monster.
So, also, I will say that Jerry should roll his own initiative and acts on its own.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that.
Next time.
Jerry, roll initiative.
What does Jerry say?
Jerry got a nat 20.
Nice.
All right, Jerry, you'll go right after the dinosaur.
It's fine.
It's time to chomp. So I have a multi-attack, which means I get you... Two attacks, I know, surprising. Mm-hmm. I can't do them against the same person, though. So, is this fool who tried to grapple me still by me right now?
I like to think they're on top of your head.
Oh, man, he fucked it up so bad. He should have known I was going to turn into a double large Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Classic.
I bite him. So, I bite him.
Does the T-Rex being bigger do anything to her stats, or just make her... incredibly more fucked up?
It added something.
If you could like just jump on them.
Well,
I know it's not.
It added a D4 damage, you said.
What? Oh yeah, D4. That seems like not a lot compared to the shit I'm about to do.
Yeah.
So that was a solid 28. How does that do for him?
That he does not care for that.
Yeah. Well, I hope he cares for this beautiful piercing damage I'm about to do to him with my teefies. Is this just giving me like an average here? It's like I can either take.
So right, it's either 33 damage or 4d12 plus 7.
You know what? I'm taking a chance tonight.
Wild.
Where's a d12?
It's these weird ones.
I feel like I don't ever use these.
Yeah, they don't come up a lot.
One more. Let's just roll them all at once if I can. If there's one more.
Ooh, that's a great question. Here we go.
Perfect. Let's roll them all. Let's just roll them. Oh.
Oh.
Well.
Well.
10, 20, 32
plus. No, that's better. 32 plus 39.
39 piercing damage, my man.
There you go. 39 piercing damage.
I mean, if the target is medium or smaller, he's grappled. Who's the grappler now?
He's extremely grappled.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, I can't bite anybody else? Dang it.
Well, you can bite him.
Oh.
And he's restrained, so I think you have advantage on him.
And I'm going to use my tail on somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm grappling on one end and whacking him on the other end.
It's like he's a goat.
I'm in a real chupacabra situation.
Well, I mostly meant the hit film Jurassic Park with a T-Rex, not the Mexican goat sucker, but tomato goat sucker, it's up to you.
I prefer the chupacabra.
Yeah. No, that reference makes more sense.
Okay. Is any fool within 10 feet of my...
I feel like large the entire tail. Town is within 10 feet.
Everything is within 10 feet of you.
How's my precision with my tail?
Yeah, the chat is basically implying that you're gargantuan and to the extent that you're now the most dangerous thing on this continent.
I can't go back now. I like this too much.
It's time to hit a motherfucker with my tail right now. So, all right, let's see how this one goes.
Oh, and that was not as good. That's only a 13 against the other guy. Whoever's nearest my tail.
13's gonna miss.
Shit. I'm just so excited about being a Tyrannosaurus Rex right now that my tail is just like, what's happening? It's wagging.
Yeah.
My tail is wagging.
I'm gonna say several bookshelves go flying.
No!
And
Luther's intelligence right now is a straight up 2. So
I'm gonna need Jerry and Jayla to make acrobatics or dexterity saves.
Oh, well, Jerry can handle that.
He's very acrobatic.
Oh no, it's only a 3. Fuck.
Awesome.
Oh, but
can
20
I be
total.
Honest with you right now?
I rolled a 9, so I got a 10.
This is the greatest day of my life.
So it's 20 total?
For Jerry, yeah.
For Jerry, okay.
Jesus.
Jerry skitters around the flying grossly skitters around the flying bookcases.
Jerry can walk on walls.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna, you know, add a little flavor to that.
Yeah.
But but Jayla kind of basically has a bookshelf like smash around her and she takes 9 bludgeoning damage.
Oh no! The books! How like cogent is Dinosaur Aludra? Like, does she like know that she's really fucking up the library and also her loved ones around her?
Well, you're dumb as fuck, but you do retain your like alignment and stuff.
You feel bad about it.
Okay. Damn, the only thing that's... No, my intelligence is the worst of all, actually. I was the only thing that's worse than my intelligence is my charisma, but it's opposite of that.
Jerry.
But I'm very strong.
Yeah. It maintains your alignment and personality, so you're very, very stupid, like a loser.
Which is why my tail's wagging right now, because I just got so excited.
Michael, it says that Jerry acts on his own, so...
But he goes on your turn.
Yeah, but it also says that he acts on his own.
No, he has his own initiative.
Which
seems broken because I don't even think Rangers
did
do that. Well, maybe new Rangers do.
I think that means you get to pick what he does.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it means? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The servant of Major orders the best of his ability.
We're all just going to sit around and wait for a piece of paper to like do an attack. I don't know. He bites a dude.
Nice.
Okay, which dude? There's
the one on the left.
There's. One bat and 2 cats.
Which one's closest to me or looks like it's most likely to attack me?
one of the cats.
He bites a cat. He's a cat biter. Right.
The black cat.
Yeah, yeah. He rolls a 17.
That actually hits.
Nice, he's good at biting. 9 piercing damage.
It's a fair number of
piercings. And then you gotta take it's gonna make a con saving throw with a DC of 12.
It fails.
Okay. It takes 14 acid damage.
All right, dang.
It's just like lick him and slobber on accident.
Uh-huh. Okay, Jayla.
Does a 20 will hit, correct?
Who are you going for?
The one who's attacking me.
Yes.
Okay, so he will take 40 damage total. That's with two attacks.
Fuck!
That's
more than a Tyrannosaur!
How is Jayla doing
damage to a
Tyrannosaur?
I also ice act a first level spell to do an extra D8 damage.
That's so hot.
And that's with so two attacks, so.
Sack me, daddy.
Alluded to the dinosaur is aroused.
She's into
so
it.
You chop off one of his arms?
I'd like to chop off his head if possible.
Chop off one of his arms. And he's like, ah, and he seems very hurt, but he slops it up and goos it back onto his body.
Oh, these goo boys, I hate them.
Gooey is goo. And then the black cat is gonna, he's gonna glare at Steve.
Why?
So Steve, make a DC 16 wisdom save.
You got it. Oh boy. Yes. 13?
You become frightened.
Does that break
Stevie
concentration?
I don't think so.
I mark this page because I never can find it because this is a weird. Why are conditions an appendix?
The very back.
Yeah. Frightened. A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight. The creature can't willingly move closer to the source of the fear. So, as rules as written, I don't believe it does.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
You're real spooked.
And to your terror, it comes running straight at you and tries to hit you with his brassy knuckles. God damn, I remember.
Does
garbage
it succeed?
No, it doesn't. Okay. Fails.
Cool.
Unless an 11 hits you.
No, can confirm it does not.
Yeah. All right. We swing back around to the top of the round. The guy that Aludra just bit.
Mm-hmm.
He is
restrained,
clearly extremely terrified, and he jumps off your. Well, actually, no, he's restrained, right? He's grappled.
He's grappled.
What does he have? Do you know what he has to do to break out of it?
DC 17.
All right. Is that strength or what is it?
I don't know. It just says DC 17.
It might just mean he's rolled a d20.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he looks like he wants to flee, but he cannot.
He's in my claws.
Your mouth.
He's in my mouth.
Your T-Rex have very bad claws.
I'm trying. I'm batting at him.
He can't even, your grip is so tight that he can't even go away.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna get. I'm gonna eat him.
You gonna bite him?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat him.
You have advantage on attack rolls, so if you bite him, he can just really just hurt him.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
He tries to cut you with his knife. He rolls a 19
against my
armors.
Oh, that actually hits me. Hey, he's only 13.
Well, you're like huge. Yeah. It's easy to hit you. No, just have a fuck ton of
that's
HP.
True. Yeah.
And that's gonna do 8 damage.
Okay.
So,
okay, cool.
So right, watch out for that.
Down from 136 to a solid 128.
So a dude is like being bitten. He's like stabbing a Tyrannosaur like, in his nose.
Like, yeah, it's I'm going well for him.
And then he's gonna do his headbutting attack, and he's gonna roll.
I was gonna headbutt when he's in my mouth.
Hit your tongue.
Exactly like that.
This
is rolling 18.
Well, that does hit me.
Okay, so you take 7 piercing damage and 10 necrotic damage.
Oh, okay, all right.
Nice.
So very powerful. So strong.
All right, Toby.
I'm paralyzed. Do I roll at the top or at the end to be unparalyzed?
You?
I'm mashing X as fast as I can, if that helps anything.
Is that good? Is that what you like?
Well, in video games, you mash X or circle or the analog stick.
I've seen you play Walking Dead before, I know.
Yes.
Because they have to try to get out of the thing.
Gotta save Doug.
You're paralyzed until the end of his next turn.
I'm done.
Just keep sitting me strong, dinosaur vibe.
Yeah. I make eye contact with my eyes are darting back and forth. This is classic paralyzed creature moving eyes. Trying to communicate to Aludra to leave the books alone, but I'm sure it's a
She's not getting that message at all.
No. It's hard to periodicals.
This guy hates periodicals.
Should be there.
Steve, you are up, my dude. You are very frightened of the black mummy.
So do I have to make another saving or what?
What's that?
Do I have to make like a saving to not be frightened, or?
It'll be at the end of his next turn. You'll be unfrightened.
Okay, so what can I just can't. It restricts movement.
You can't go towards him. Okay. You're afraid of him specifically.
On ability checks and attack rolls, while the source of its fear is within its line of sight, and you can't move closer.
You could turn and go towards the one that is attacking Jayla, or you could. You'd have to do some interesting stuff to get up high enough to get towards the one in Aludra's terrible, terrifying mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think I need to go anywhere near Aludra's mouth. Yeah, I guess I'll go towards the one that's attacking Jayla. And I'll spear it.
Do it.
Okay, I'm doing it. Does a 29.
That hits.
That's 15 piercing. Okay. So how far away is that the one that frightened me?
He's probably like 30 feet away.
Okay. In my fear, I use my bonus action to choose that creature because he's more than 20 feet away. And if it moves into my range on its next turn, I can make a melee attack as a reaction.
Okay. Aludra monster. Oh, no, wait. This, the one who's fighting with Jayla takes 2 swings at her. First one's an 11.
That misses.
And the second one is a 21.
Is that with disadvantage?
Yes.
That hits.
Michael extremely remembers the disadvantage. It's what keeps him up at night.
Yeah. What keeps him alive.
And what keeps him performing better in the love sack.
Absolutely. So you take 14 bludgeoning damage and 21 necrotic.
No, that's a lot of necrotic damage.
That's 80 damage.
What?
What? I have resistance to necrotic, so how much is that again?
So that would be 24 total then, if you have resistance to necrotic.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Aludra monster.
Aludra makes a roar, and it means, you leave my girlfriend alone, you asshole! You off the top. She continues just to, just chomp down on my man in her mouth right now.
Does he have advantage? Grinding him up.
Yeah. Oh, good, because that was a bad one. That was better. So that's 22.
That hits.
Nice. All right, let's do this shit.
Man, I wish you had some sort of, like, some monsters, a Dreadwing Behemoth. Mm-hmm. Once you, like, grapple someone, sometimes they have, like, a coup de grace. But it doesn't. Tyrannosaur don't, but they do a fuck ton of damage consistently, so.
That one wasn't as good.
Yes.
31 piercing damage to my gooey man.
Ooh.
He seems very displeased.
He cares less for it.
Okay, cool. So that's attack one. I
think you can bite him again.
Oh, I guess I can.
Yeah.
No, wait.
You can't bite another creature.
Oh, wait. This is makes two attacks, one with its tail, its bite, and one with its tail. It can't make both attacks against the same target.
I'm sorry.
So I have to do two different ones.
I'm sorry. Could you just whack him with your tail?
Yeah. So now I want to whack the one that got Jayla. I'm going to whack him with my tail.
That'd be rad if you could bite more creatures, though.
Yeah.
And have everyone in your mouth.
just scooping them
up.
Yeah. 22.
That hits.
Yes.
Nice.
Why am I so bad at telling the dice? Only the Lord can
know. You get used to it, right?
Yeah.
There's very little reason. Oh, you fucked that up.
I fucked that up real bad.
You should not take
it. Oh, no.
Why did you do that?
I only did 13 damage. 13 bludgeoning damage.
Instead of the 20 you could have
20.
Done. And that is why gambling is wrong.
I flew too close to the sun with my giant dinosaur face.
You're just too tall.
I'm just too big. Yeah.
If Jet didn't
I'm
make it so tall.
Beautiful...
Not Jet. I did it again.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I mean, I could break concentration at any time. If
I'm just too big for this world.
Oh wait, don't you get plus D4.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You do get a plus D4.
Yeah.
And you forgot to do it every single time, so it's
sure did.
Just do it now.
Yeah, do it now. So now I got a 17. Oh, plus D4. It's 4. I did get 4, bitch.
God damn.
17.
Okay. You smash this guy with your tail, and I'm gonna say he goes flying, and when he hits the ground, some books get knocked off the shelf.
No.
And they go. Those also go flying, and they bang into the little plinth that's holding the cup.
I didn't put that shit back. No, son, it's in my frozen ass hands.
Oh, it's in your hands.
Yeah.
You've just given him a new avenue of fucking with the cup.
Fuck with this cup.
So the book. Remember when I said it hit the plinth? I meant it hit Toby.
Ow! My greatest friend!
Toby is now rocking back and forth.
Looking
like he's about to fall over.
Betrayed by knowledge.
Hoisted by my own Toby.
Jerry, you're up.
He bites whatever's closest. Shit, it's gonna be a lot of this. It's gonna be a lot of this.
I mean, you could stop Toby from falling over.
Oh, he's like falling over right now?
Yeah, he's about to topple over.
Whoa! Die.
Okay.
He says, paralyzed.
I do.
You don't have to. You certainly don't have to. You can definitely bite the guy closest to you.
I'm gonna go pee because I'm paralyzed.
You're actually not paralyzed anymore.
Yes!
Then why can't he stop his own damn self from falling over?
Oh, wait, no, I take that back.
If I'm not paralyzed, then I'm not tottering.
You're paralyzed for, like, another hot minute.
Cool. I'm gonna go pee. I choose to not fall down. I decide.
Yeah, sure. What do you need me to do? Do you need Jerry to do, like, a strength check?
Let's have him do a strength check would work.
Wouldn't think it'd take much strength.
Maybe dexterity, then?
Toby's a little dude. Wait, it's too easy, so you want me to do something else? Okay, I see how you play.
Hey man.
I see how you DM. 17.
Alright, you stop Toby from falling over and the priceless artifact from smashing against the ground.
Jerry gives a wiry smile.
Jayla. The hilt of your dagger's eyes swivel towards the spotted cat man. And it is your attack.
I rolled out everything for the other one, but I will attack the cat man with the dagger.
Attack the cat man then.
Do you want me to just use the rolls that I already used? Or that I already had?
I mean... I guess just roll. I don't know.
Whatever's in your heart.
Fucking 18.
An 18 hits? So you plunge the dagger into this man, and the light is extinguished from his eyes.
Ooh.
Okay.
He falls to the ground. You know dead. He
did. Oh, I missed something cool, didn't I?
Yeah, you missed the fucking wrecking this Catman.
Curse this bladder of mine.
That is my turn.
Catman number two, seeing his one friend being eaten and his other friend being dead, he takes off and he starts running.
That's right.
And can I follow him?
He's heading up the stairs.
But I still got,
yeah, of course.
I follow
but I still
him.
Got my man in my mouth, right?
And the other guy is going to make his check. You said, what did he need to get?
17.
Yeah, 17.
Okay. So he glops out of your mouth.
He did it.
Fuck.
These goopy boys are so good at gooping away.
Can I catch him?
And they're both gonna, these guys are both gonna smash out the window and jump to the neighboring rooftop. And you're free to pursue them if you like. But that'll have to happen next time.
No!
I get to say a dinosaur for a whole week. Yes. My greatest dream come true.
I cast Super Dinosaur. And it turns.
An even larger dinosaur. I completely destroy the entire building.
Yeah, really? It actually, all of my abilities are uniquely tailored to helping out dinosaurs. Now that I'm looking at it, I've got, I can give the dinosaur a shield, I can give it haste, which we've already clocked the T-Rex at 80 miles an hour, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I might never go back. I like this too much.
So you're paralyzed and frightened are both gone.
Yes.
So you guys will be next time free.
Ready to roll,
finally.
Although it probably won't be next time. I think something special is going to happen next time.
Right.
Since
we need to remember what happened.
I'm selfishly going to many locales in Asia.
You're going to be in North Korea.
Oh, my brother legitimately did text me like, don't go to North Korea. I'm like,
no.
Ben, you have to stop adding pieces to this. But yeah, no.
We're going to go to Pyongyang.
Pyongyang. We're going to actually be close to Pyongyang.
Hey, Tim.
Talk to me, bud.
Do you want to read some feedback that is certainly, definitely not edited?
Oh, this is highly irregular.
No, like, for real. Like, you should edit on the fly.
You got it, bud. Scamandria says, Fluffin' Over Bonnie, great podcast if you're on the sexual dragon for a banana. McCarthy from the United States says, I figured it out. Holy burritos, I figured it out only 2 years in. I can't write a review. This is so awesome. I wanted to write one for so long. It sparks all the things I've kept all up all this time. Okay, wow. So I was like, fantastic podcast by Mike from Denmark. Can't recommend this pod enough. It's great fun. It will have you rolling on the floor laughing. The cast has wonderful chemistry, and Michael's storytelling is fantastic. Thank you so much. Listen to 204 episodes and 30 days book by Larry the Cucumber.
Where's his hairbrush?
Now, this one is very long. I found this podcast by searching for the best.
You certainly do not need to read it all.
All of it, Slore?
It's really nice. It is really nice when we can't. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the biggest review I've ever seen.
Even if we don't read all your, like, we don't read out loud all your review, we read them and enjoy them.
Internalize
so you can
them.
Keep saying
very
nice
much.
Long things
yes.
to us.
I found this podcast by searching Best D&D Podcast, and I was not disappointed. From the moment in the first episode when Michael cracked me up by saying, go ahead, go. Make Dungeons & Dragons happen. And this is going to be one of my favorite podcasts. Before this podcast, I never played D&D, but now I've found a group to play with and had even more fun than I thought I would. I'm hooked for life. Thank you. Gaffs and guffaws galore by Call Me Famous says, this group of friends makes me long to play in D again in my local game store. They exude warmth, kindness, and have mastered the art of avoiding roles. I envy Tim and Jennifer's relationship so much. The big nerd many times get into floor playing. Not that way, Mike. Haha, your podcast brings me life during my commute and planning period.
You should get her to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Or some other D&D podcast.
I didn't read S.O. as significant other.
Yeah, yeah. Asking how to get his significant other to play, to do nerd things. You get her to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to, it's tough, but yeah, you know, oftentimes.
I think because people are intimidated by role-playing. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But it's actually not a big deal at all. It's super fun.
As Delightful as It Is Monstrous by Brother Ben, Jackson from the United States. While the return of Spoiler Steve as a horrifying meat golem in Spoilers has made me question my very existence, the D, in as in Nancy, D podcast has brought such beauty and wonder to my life on the whole. Beyond the wonderful and collaborative content that these artists co-create, there's a wondrous community that surrounds that art. Thank you so much. Savior of Silent Lonely Days by Ayu Hoshikawa from Japan. When I moved back to Japan last year, I suddenly had a lot more time on my hands. I think it was about the summer when I came across the podcast. After hunting for things to listen to while knitting alone in my apartment, I tried quite a few other D&D real play podcasts, but so far this is the only one that has won me over. I admit that I haven't gone through many of the other big ones, but that's not important. Thank you so much. In the beginning, by Funk Me Dance from the United States. Hello, I started listening to you this year, 2017, and I made it up to episode 51. As of now, I'm planning to catch up. Love the show. If Dragonborn doesn't use the talk to animal scroll on Daisy, it would let Tom Thimble down. Do it.
Hang in there, buddy.
Hang in there. Soon.
It's coming up.
What a cast of characters by Raging Reich Cat from the United States. About 50 plus episodes in and loving the hilarious role playing from Jennifer's feeble attempts to be her moral compass, to him emotional outbursts and constant criticism of her role playing ability, to Bachman's on your Kraken face styling. It's a great listen to the battle for the boring commute. Oops. Kudos to the DM for his imagination and patience to roll with the crew's exploits. I don't know how he resists the urge to drop them into the abyss. So funny, he says, holy shit. Call me Ravenclaw from the United States. If you're looking for a D&D podcast with people who take themselves seriously, this is not for you. If you want hilarity, a great cast, and a great storyline combined with drunken shenanigans, this is your podcast. Thanks so much. More attractive than expected by Dat One Chick. I found this podcast listening to Taz and have fallen down the deep well of episodes becoming a pseudo slapper in the past 2 years, enjoying all the shenanigans and tears. Since I caught up with the present, I thought I would check out the game on YouTube so I could see the play in action. To my surprise, the entire cast is way more attractive than I ever pictured. Thank you so much. I love you.
I bumped my mic. I hope my voice isn't terrible.
No, unfortunately, okay? You do not sound like a horrifying abyss monster.
Thanks, everybody. That's great feedback. And of course, as always, it is extremely helpful. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the end of my rope. I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Pope Zone, Random Encounters, Transformation Sequence Podcast, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and okay, buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. After you've finished harnessing in T-Rex Aludra, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Head over to the D&D podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/D&D podcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is also available on the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. Geekly Inc.'s tabletop charity stream is also happening on April 29th. We have a bunch of giveaways and fun games planned, so make sure to tune in. All donations this year are being benefiting the ACLU. New episodes come. Sorry, I just made a really weird face. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I definitely did. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay. Thank you, everybody. We're going to be back with a fun thing that I think everyone's going to love next week. Just have to figure out what it's going to be. So
you're
going to
love it. Guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
Until then, keep it dicey.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.